Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Coming up here at 5:08, we will drink and toast for the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The DEA is warning folks about nitazine, a synthetic drug said to be more potent and dangerous than fentanyl.
I just read about that.
Well, that can't be
good. That's a positive thing.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, I just read it the other day. It doesn't really affect me, is that that's not my jam, but oh, good. Deadlier than fentanyl. That's what we need.
Why are we going deadlier than fentanyl, by the way? Like, isn't that also ruining kind of the illegal drug business?
You would think to a degree. I mean,
Mike, I am with you. That one does. Like, I don't get it either.
Why you kill your customers?
Exactly.
Correct.
I mean, look, you know, they put a recall on radioactive shrimp because they want you to come back to the grocery store, but they're not responsible. The drug, like, why would you intentionally sell fentanyl?
I don't know.
Right.
It does not. And look, I'm not a drug dealer, so maybe I don't know all the ins and outs, but that just seems like a bad business practice.
And also,
a
like,
counterintuitive.
Yes.
I can fathom how they started adding it to, like, fake opiates, because it's an opiate.
Right.
But then they were talking about, you know, people were dying, they were adding it to cocaine.
Coke,
it's like,
yeah.
But that's not the...
That's not the
high, right. Coke people
that's
are
a,
expecting.
That's a speedball.
Yeah.
Right, it just seems...
It's a speedball.
I'm with... And look, I'm not defending drug dealers or cartels. I'm just like, it just seems like bad business.
Yes.
Right. You know, Frosted Flakes is not putting out something that's giving people listeria, you know?
Right. Well, rot your teeth. That's not, but you know that.
Right. It has enough sugar. You eat it all day long, you get diabetes, right? But even they wouldn't recommend eating it all day.
Yeah. They're like, no, exactly. Part of a suggested breakfast.
Yeah.
I know that you love Doritos. It does have the plague, but hey.
just a touch.
20% of Americans.
I don't think there's a, not food.
What?
I'm trying to think if there's a food where it's like, you can have this bushel of crabs, so one of them will kill you.
Don't eat that
one.
Good
luck. I can't think of it,
20% of Americans get their news from TikTok.
I saw that. That explains a lot.
It does explain a lot.
It does. And,
that was one thing, you know, there was with the big shutdown that was going on there, or at least the news of it. That's what everybody was saying. It was like, they're shutting it down because this is how we're getting the news around. This is what they don't want you to know. It's like, okay.
That not everything's a conspiracy. It's just right. Not. And if there is, that is not part of it.
Life just isn't that interesting.
Yeah, most people definitely are not. But yeah, 25% of people getting their news on TikTok. That's not a good thing.
Right. And you know what? You get a headline on TikTok, you get this big breakthrough news on TikTok. Okay. They figured it out from somebody. Go and find whatever news source that was. See if you can find what it's called. Backing sources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Anyway. According to a new study, your urine color may signal how you handle stress.
Do they give examples?
Mm-hmm. No.
Man, okay. I thought it just let you know how hydrated or dehydrated, right, or if there's something wrong with an organ.
Sure.
And that's
kind of
what it comes. Oh. That's kind of what it comes down to, is that as you're stressed, your body's going to react differently, and so it's also expelling things differently. So, you know, if it's red, then you're really nervous.
And probably bleeding.
Jesus. Go to the doctor.
Go see a doctor. I don't know who in the world needs to go see a doctor in our building, but from time to time, man, all of a sudden that stuff comes out black.
Yeah, man. There's something, that urinal, it's like, what did you do? What have you consumed that this is the color of your pee?
That dark,
Super dark,
God,
or like,
dude,
really green, man. There was one like two months ago, because they dribbled on top of the urinal.
Damn.
Right? So you're peeing, and I mean, it's just these green drops. I'm like, oh my God, man. That is...
Retail stores...
It's a prostate thing.
It might be. I don't know. Something wrong with your rain stick, brother.
Yeah, if it ain't yellow or clear, I'm assuming that something's going on.
Yeah, something has gone sideways.
Retail stores may soon be protecting themselves with drones meant to chase after shoplifters. That's not terrifying.
Why would they do that? You already pay security guards to be there, and then depending where you live, Seattle, you tell them not to do anything, which defeats the purpose of them being there in the first place. But, like, why don't you just have your security guards do that since that's why they're there?
Right.
I mean, there's a level of them doing stuff. I don't even notice that the guys by our QFC, like, they don't like tackle anybody, but they're pretty on it.
They're on, right. They're not going to tackle you or anything like that, but they definitely prevent things from going sideways.
Correct.
But I'm like, if you're telling your security guards not to apprehend somebody once they leave the store, right? Then why pay for the drones? Just let the person do their job.
Yeah.
Right.
That makes no sense to me.
There's an article in The Guardian asking the hard-hitting question, why Gen Z is having sex in public places.
Because they can.
Because they're young and they live at home.
Yeah. When I was young, we had sex in public places.
What they were saying is that Gen Z, you know, the 18 to 21-year-olds are still living at home and they're still having sex in public places. Like, yeah, that's what you do when you don't have your own private
place. Yes.
Yeah, they have respect for their parents who they live with.
Yeah, they don't want to get caught. All these things.
Correct.
And if they do get caught, just not by their parents.
That was kind of the fun of discovering yourself and discovering others, is that, you know, you had to go sneak off. You had to go find a spot to go do this.
Yeah, it's every generation I can think of.
Yeah.
Exactly. How come we don't do that anymore? Because we live in our own house. We don't have to sneak off somewhere.
Exactly. Do you have a bedroom?
Trying to hide.
Yeah. It's kind of fun, though, doing it at somebody else's house.
Mm-hmm. I'll break into my neighbor's house all the time with the wife.
Nice.
Yeah.
Keeping the relationship
just
fresh.
Just have sex there, yeah.
Yeah. I respect
and
that.
Someone keeps breaking into our house, but they haven't stolen anything. I'm like, that is crazy. And they washed our 30% sheets.
Hey, you know what? Because you're a respectful man, yeah. That's why. About 30% of milk on the store shelves contains fragments of bird flu.
Awesome.
But they also say it's nothing to be worried about.
It's just a fragment of the flu. Just a fragment. Nothing
just
to worry about.
Just a little
about.
Bit. Just a little bird flu.
Like if you're not babysitting somebody or having children, you just don't buy that much milk.
You're right. No. We have a ton of milk, the kids, and that's their go-to for everything.
My problem is I drink it. If I buy it, I just chug it. I don't.
Mine is strictly cereal. Or maybe if I'm making a milkshake, but I never just pour a glass. My wife drinks
I don't pour
milk,
a glass either. I just drink it out of the carton.
I'm sure now that I'm not home, my wife's drinking it out of the carton. But when I'm home and see her drink milk, it is in the glass. And I just think it's crazy to me. I just don't drink glasses of milk. But she'll have one at least one a night. I'm like, really?
Huh?
I have a beer. She has a glass of milk.
Well, everybody likes to relax.
Yeah.
But I only like my milk skim.
You said you do or don't?
Only like it skim.
Ew, dude, really?
What? Yep. That's
God.
It. That's the only kind of milk I drink.
Yeah,
milk is ass.
Once you go skim, you don't go back.
I mean, look, I'm only 2%, because anything more than that, I will defecate my own pants.
This is why you don't like the milk, because it's not skim. It's
no, man, thick. I don't it's like the thick. Taste.
Well, oh, but, okay. All right, well, but I'm with Miles. Once you start drinking it, regular milk seems thick.
Yes.
Look, I get it, guys. You did this with, is it Diet Coke? I think it was. I'm like, dude, I just think it tastes awful. And Miles, you basically had the same explanation, like, once you get used to it, I'm like, okay, I don't want to have to get used to something I don't
people
like.
People ask me all the time, why don't you just have Coke Zero? And I'm like, if I'm going to taste an actual Coke, I'm just going to go ahead and drink a Coke.
Drink a Coke, right.
Yeah. But I like the taste of Diet Coke.
But you didn't always.
Well, I think it's gotten better over time, but I definitely just like the taste of it better.
I mean, it's like those unsweetened teas I drink. I started drinking them to cut down on sugar, but now a sweet tea is like, ugh.
Really?
And, like, Diet Dr. Pepper to me is better than Dr. Pepper.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
Also, if you're mixing, and you're not supposed, if you are mixing, whiskey and Coke or whatever, the whiskey has sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
So Diet is actually better. It tastes better. It's not too overly sweet.
I got you.
So if you're doing a Jack and Coke, just do a Jack and Diet.
Or just do a Jack.
I like Jack and ginger.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with this. I just like my Jack straight up. Like, if I'm on the plane, and like, well, you have to order a Jack and Coke. It's like, okay, cool. I still shoot the Jack and then drink the Coke separate. You just have to order it that way. But that's my preference. Yep. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
EMS crew members in Kentucky may end up losing their licenses after giving a man anti-venom, Miles.
Why would that be a problem?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified man in London, England. Now, for the last 5 years, our honoree was working at the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, which basically safeguards consumers when banks or other financial services fail. Anyway, he is now fighting to get his job back after he was fired. So the question is, what did he do? And truthfully, he just made a mistake. He was on a Zoom call. Well, technically, he was on the Microsoft Teams call with coworkers and clients when a cable behind his computer jiggled loose. No big deal. Stood up to adjust the cable. The problem was that he, and I quote, was not wearing any clothing below the waist and his genitals were visible. Honest mistake or not, he was fired. So he's currently in court trying to get his job back, and the judge has heard both sides. And the judge essentially said, it's great. There's no reason to be in a state of undress, is how they put it. So he can't get his job. He did not do it on purpose. He just stood up to fix his cord, but they saw his giblets, and that was the end of his career.
They found Mr. Winky.
They did find Mr. Winky. There he is, Mr. Winky. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.